Blog Talk Radio.
Happy 2010, everyone. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to the first show of 2010 to Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It's Thursday, January 7th, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, as I do every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful January 7th here, blue skies and lots of sunshine in the mid-70s, and we would love to hear from you. So if you would like to participate live on air, please call 347-857-2710. We are here live until 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Well, a new year means a new pair of maybe not so comfortable shoes. So let's settle in, let's take a risk, cherish each moment, and dance, dance, dance. So let's get this little party started I have for you today. I have a very special guest. She is a professional dancer and owner of Blue Garage Pilates. Her name is Denise Paziente. And Denise has been a certified Pilates instructor for 15 years and has been teaching dance and fitness for more than 30 years. She has a fabulous body, that's for sure. And Denise has also danced professionally in the United States as well as Europe, and she continues to perform and choreograph. So let's give a big welcome to Denise Paziente. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Lauren. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm very honored.
You are so lovely to have you on my show. You're my first New Year show.
Wow. It's a great beginning for the new year.
Isn't it a great beginning?
And so it is.
It is. And with like a lot of beginnings, exercise, fitness, that's always on people's radar for the new year. So you have a fabulous place where people can get into shape, Blue Garage.
Yes, and it's mainly a Pilates studio. And in the new year, we're also going to be adding some mixed yoga classes and some beginning adult ballet classes, as well as our mat classes that we continue to have a couple times a week. Mm-hmm. And it's, of course, classes are open to anybody and everybody of any sex and just about any age. We do cater to even young people, as young as 10 years old. To come and get in shape and also heal any type of injuries or pain and that sort of thing. We specialize also in pregnancy. And we cater to every level.
Get people pregnant or you help people while they're pregnant?
Well, it just depends what you're looking for.
I guess it's a kind of like it's a one-stop shop. I never thought a garage could be that way, but you're kind of a... You know, the mechanics garage for the body and soul.
Wow, I like that.
You can use it. You can use it.
Okay. I think I will.
Yeah, I want to know how to get pregnant at Blue Garage or have sex. What a way to start the new year. I'm speechless.
We'll talk about that after the show.
I guess. So tell me, what are some of the benefits of doing Pilates as opposed to other forms of exercise?
Well, first of all, it's a very safe way to work out because we do use hard surfaces such as floors and mats, which are cushioned, and a lot of the work is done sitting or lying down. So it's easier to prevent injury and to work slowly and make sure that you're supported and in line for your exercise and workout. As many of your listeners probably have heard of Pilates, they may not know what it is. And it's basically developed by a man named Joe Pilates in the early 30s, and he was a nurse in the Army. And he also studied some yoga, I believe. So he sort of combined yoga and calisthenics idea and came up with the idea of using the core as your main source, your main point to exercise from. And all the appendages are working from the core. And anytime you're using your core, which is particularly your lower abdominal area through the sacrum, Dancers also focus on core, and actually any athletes, even golfers, for instance, are working from their core, and they sort of learn to twist and use their upper body according to core. So, as a matter of fact, this type of work helps athletes such as horseback riders, golfers, tennis players, etc. So they have a stronger
body. But I guess it could also help an athlete or anyone coming to for a form of exercise to do something with to prevent injury. If you're an athlete and you want to hone your golf skills or tennis skills, you can learn to use your core better to avoid injuries in your sport.
Exactly. It really is called efficiency of movement. That's the whole idea behind it. So you learn to use your body efficiently, almost like a robot would, if you will, if you could maneuver the exact amount of strength and form and energy and dynamic and alignment, that's what Pilates does for the body. It makes you the most efficient being in whatever you're doing. And one aspect, or one of the most important aspects, actually, that Joe Pilates created this work for is actually for the lay person. And particularly as we get older in life, we want to do various things during the day, reach up and change a light bulb, or you know, grab something off a shelf, or kneel down, walk upstairs, whatever it is. And quite often people will injure themselves just doing regular daily activity, again, because they're not really using their core, and or they don't have enough core strength developed to begin with. So they sort of futz around using the legs and arms, but it's not really attached to anything strong. And because of that, it's much more easy to injure yourself. With this work, again, you almost become like a sort of computerized machine, and once you've done a lot of these exercises consistently, your body just automatically knows where to land and what to do. So if you do, let's say, trip and fall on the street, your body already is pre-centered because of all the work you've done, and injury is a lot less likely to happen.
And how does the Pilates work in the sense that if somebody comes to you, how long does it take to change someone's bad habits so that they can begin to utilize their core and make differences in their life and see changes?
Well, let's see. That's a good question. And you know what? It really depends on the person. Naturally, if a person comes to me and they've had quite a bit of training prior, let's say they've done yoga and or dancing, and they already sort of have that mind-to-body connection, then somebody like that could incorporate the work, you know, immediately and start to see results. Somebody else who might have no mind-body connection, certainly they will get results immediately just in terms of feeling calmer and feeling more stretched and so forth. But it really is a sort of an individual journey. And, you know, again, like anything, depending upon the individual and their ability to sort of be here now and focus in the moment and start to connect the brain to the body, the sooner they're able to do that, they're able to get more and more results and benefits. So really my job isn't so much just a body trainer, so to speak, but I'm really working with the mind, you know, even the psychology, the emotion, to help facilitate people to become more connected to their bodies. One of the things I talk about a lot, it's sort of funny, but, you know, people assume because we walk around on two legs that we just do that very well. And that's really not true. Most of us have very poor alignment, particularly as we age, and even young children, maybe they have injuries or scoliosis. And so even walking around on two legs, their hips may not be aligned with the shoulders and so forth. So they might already be in a position where they're going towards pain and injury later in life because of a lack of alignment and or strength or awareness of how they're actually carrying their body in space.
I know, so, people, you know, when you're walking down the street and you see a reflection of yourself, and if you really looked at your posture and how
right.
you're carrying yourself, then you usually would be surprised, because I think we're at most times unaware of how we carry ourselves. So the work that you do
exactly.
will help, no pun intended, but straighten that out.
Wow, yeah. First joke. Whoa, look at that.
Yes, you know, it's true. And even myself as a dancer, you know, as I go through the day, I too have to just continually, you know, remind myself and sort of check myself out, because we're so prone to sort of being lazy and just kind of humping over. Even, you know, sitting at the computer, sometimes I'll be sitting for a couple minutes, I'll have to think, wait a minute, straighten up your back, push your shoulders back, you know, use your core. Because it's just a tendency of the human being to sort of want to be lazy. It's a lot to carry around on a day-to-day basis. And two, you know, again, the emotional, psychological things that we go through on a day tend to sort of be reflected in the body. The other great thing about Pilates is it really teaches you how to breathe very, very deeply. Most people only breathe about 1/8 of what they're capable of doing. And the breath, if you really fully use your breath, it really is the number one way to push toxins and infection and disease and so forth actually out of the body. When it breathes out of the skin, that's the first and foremost way we rid ourselves of all of those nasty little things that keep us sick and ill. So really that breathing, that ability to breathe and the conscious ability to breathe, which you could use, you know, all hours of the day, when I start to
even
come down
with it.
What?
To breathe all hours.
To breathe, yeah. Well, it sounds silly, but it really is, again, people assume, well, I'm living, I'm breathing.
No, you know what, I can catch myself. If there is a challenging situation, if stress enters my life,
right,
I catch myself that I stop breathing.
Yes.
And you can become anxious or whatever. If you breathe all those frustrations, you're pushing out. So that's great. That's very helpful. That's very helpful.
Yes, and even just standing still and breathing or sitting and breathing, believe it or not, you actually can burn calories.
Really? You can? I didn't know that. You can,
yes,
are you
can
breathing?
Lose, you can lose weight just by breathing properly. It's very true.
Wow, you need to package that. You need to package that and sell it. Sell it at the garage.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
It's finally, there's a pill, a liquid, the one thing people want so they can be, wow. See, I think you've come up with the miracle cure.
Breathe your way to fitness. You know.
Breathe your way to fitness. I mean, we're laughing, but there's absolutely truth to that. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to have you instruct me in Pilates, and as we've talked, it's a place where you can come and have a respite from what's going out in the world, and it's very nice. They're usually an hour class, right? About an hour?
Yes. All the classes are 1 hour, and we work one-on-one with people, and sometimes we work with 2-to-1 or 3-to-1, and then there's also classes.
And if so, for some reason, why do you think it seems that Pilates is an exercise that's associated with women? Women tend to do a lot or into health more so than men. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think, you know, even let's say when aerobics first started, most men thought, I mean, even in the 80s, you know, initially people thought, well, all that gym stuff, you know, those exercise classes, well, those are just for women. You know, that was sort of the mindset. And, you know, through the 90s, people became a little more open. And then, of course, you know, yoga is also very popular right now, which we also, you know, are adding into the program. But I would say the sort of softer, so to speak, type of exercises are more of the classroom type of exercises. Even, let's say, ballet. You know, now the football players, athletes are doing ballet. They're doing Pilates because, you know, they're realizing that this isn't just for women. It's not just sort of a, you know, a light sort of poofy type of work. You know, rather it's very empowering and very strengthening. And so,
it is. You mentioned the mind and body relationship, and I realized in the time that I have spent with you, it's visualizing whatever exercise you're instructing me to do is visualizing that first and mentally telling the body to respond. Sometimes those two always don't connect. So through practice, that dialogue becomes clear, and then the body does respond, and then it becomes a natural habit.
Exactly. And literally, you are changing the whole neurological function of the way the brain works with the body. You're actually creating sort of new little tendrils of energy between the brain and the body. I mean, that's literally what you're doing as you do this work. Actually, anything that we're doing that's new, if you're learning a new language, you're actually creating new connections, you know, in the brain. And that literally is what we're doing with this work. You're creating these connections, and once they're created, then they are there. The point of the work is, you know, to educate yourself, and then you have what you need to do the work. You know, so this work ultimately is really meant to be able to do on your own. Once you learn exercises and so forth, you can do a mat class at home in 20 minutes. Of course, there are a lot of even DVDs and so forth on the market. However, you know, Pilates is one of those techniques that you're really never going to understand fully just by DVD. I would really suggest at least doing, you know, 10 classes with a trainer, so you begin to sort of understand the nuts and bolts of how to do the work.
I think that's with anything that you start new, whether it's training at a gym, you need somebody to show you the nuances, because it's with in those nuances where you can err and hurt yourself. So if you know how to do it properly, then you can watch it, a DVD, I guess. What would you, if, you know, after people have come to you for their 10 sessions and a client will say, well, I think I'd like to do this on my own, what should people look for in a DVD, a Pilates DVD?
Well, of course, you want some sort of program where you can start off with a beginning program, and you want to make sure, of course, that it's very well exemplified by the person in the video, and there's a lot of good direction. So that would be something to look for. But of course, you know, usually you buy these things, you know, on the internet, and you get them home. You're not really sure about the quality that you're getting.
But that's the truth. That's what happens every new year, every time somebody starts a health regimen. The gyms are notorious for getting all these people pumped up to come in, a bigger body, a leaner you, a meaner you, and all that thing. And hardly, it just diminishes. You start going out full steam ahead, then, you know, the old habits kind of kick back.
Yes.
And you decide, well, I don't know, I don't want to, but maybe. Betty, are you going? Betty's not going. And you find all these excuses not to go. But exercise is fat. I think maybe people need to look at it a little differently. I don't know, to help them move forward, because it really does help with your health is key, and when you feel good, everything else in your life moves better. That's my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you know, I also always say to people that if they want to exercise, the first thing they have to do is find something that they enjoy, because like you say, so many people say to themselves, well, I should go to the gym, I know I really should go, and the beginning of the year, for instance, as you say, they'll join because something in the back of their head is saying, well, you should. But, you know, it's not something they really want to do. So eventually they're just going to sort of peter out because they really don't want to be there.
But that's the beauty of Blue Garage. I have to say this plug, because you're unique in your setting. It's the former garage that you renovated to make it a dance Pilates studio, and it's nestled in a little neighborhood, and it's charming, and you feel fabulous going into this unique space where you're going to get personalized attention, and it's just a great experience instead of going into a large hall with a lot of people.
and you're not going to know whether you're going to get noticed if you're doing something wrong. It's just a different experience. So I want to let our listeners know that it's the uniqueness makes it even better.
Yes, absolutely. And, yeah, thank you for saying that. I know myself, of course, being a dancer, I've spent a lot of time in studios, and I have taught at gyms and so forth and other Pilates studios, but I never really personally enjoyed the sort of impersonal feeling in gyms. And even in Pilates studios, frankly, they're a little bit sometimes clinical and sterile, and, you know, you have a bunch of people and they're working and tons of conversation and sort of, and people also tend to feel maybe a little more competitive, or they look at Susie who's got the latest outfit on and they're not wearing it, or maybe they have a little tire around their stomach and they're a little more self-conscious. And, you know, that whole vibe has just never been something I personally enjoyed. So consequently, what I've created is just a smaller, sort of warmer, more personable, comfy sort of atmosphere, you know, where people can come and kind of feel like they're, you know, at home in their own backyard, you know, so to speak, where they can really enjoy each other. And, you know, as you know, you've been coming for a while, you know, a lot of us sort of, you know each other, and it's just, you know, a very friendly, warm atmosphere. And we're just basically there to do what we do. We're not there to sort of, you know, judge each other or make fun of people or any of those things which can really take away from the experience. We're really just there, you know, about the work and making people feel good about themselves, you know, because that's really the primary key, is that we all really need to feel good about who we are, you know, even despite if we have a few extra pounds or a pimple on our face or whatnot. You know, we need to really learn to start feeling good from the inside out,
exactly.
Which, again, is what this work is really all about. You know, it's really focusing, as you mentioned earlier, it's learning how to focus on the inside. And as you mentioned earlier as well, the rest of it, you know, I always encourage people, you know, when you come through the door, you're here to just listen to me and focus. You don't have to worry about anything or figuring anything out, because I'm going to tell you what to do for the whole hour. Isn't that great?
Somebody, yeah, but then there are people who say, nobody tells me what to do. You can't tell me what to do. I know how to do this. No, you know, but people are interesting, and I'm sure you've had all kinds of interesting clients who bring technology into the studio, and I got to get that phone or da 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 da, and I think that kind of mentality prevents a lot of us from giving ourselves that personal time that we need to nourish ourselves.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
1 hour is not going to make or break, even if you're expecting an important call. If you've left your office for the lunch hour, you've told people where you are, but that 1 hour is not going to make that much of a difference to make you feel better about yourself, for you to focus within, so that when you finish the exercise and go back to the office, you are better prepared to handle the challenges that you're going to face for the rest of the day.
Yes, yes. And
amen. Did I have an amen?
Yes, amen, amen. Yes, yeah, you feel a lot fresher, relaxed, you know, more stretched, excuse me, you know, even more sort of confident about walking out into the world and so forth. And, you know, because I know myself, you know, being a dancer, I'm still in class and working out, and if for whatever reason I haven't danced or worked out for 2-3 days, I notice I start to feel a little kind of depressed. You know, I start getting kind of low, you know, in my whole psychology, you know. It's like, wait a minute, you know, I've got to get back to class. And suddenly, you know, that exercise, I feel so much better. You know, everybody knows the endorphins, you know, kick in, and it's just a natural high, natural drug to enhance your experience here while we are here. You know, we want to certainly have an enjoy our experience here on Earth while we are here.
Absolutely. And I guess another benefit that I can see about doing Pilates is that you can take it with you. If you are going on a vacation to Hawaii and you're relaxing at the beach, a little mat, and you have the beautiful ocean and just stretching, and it really that's all it is. So you don't have to feel that it's, oh, I have to invest in equipment, and I have to invest in the attire, and I have to invest in this. It's just very simple, but
yes,
the
yes.
What do I want to say? The results are amazing and very powerful. And the question I asked you, how soon, because we're such a result-oriented society, we want to know, okay, how do I look after the first session? Is it working?
Right.
Is it working? And so you have to say to people, it takes some time. Everybody's different. Like you said, people
right.
have more experience as a dancer or have done Pilates before. This will come a little easier to those that have not.
Yeah, and I mean, frankly, it's the same thing with the body. It's like, myself, again, I happen to have one of those muscle type of structures where my muscles respond quickly. So when I first started doing Pilates several years ago, even just doing the mat work, as you mentioned, with no equipment, just the mat and the exercises, I lost an inch. I went down a pant size in like 3 weeks. And
really?
It wasn't.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and it wasn't weight loss. It wasn't that I even lost 1 pound. It was the shape of my body changed. So it can happen that quickly.
And you can get taller too. You can grow.
You can grow up to 1 inch. According to Mr. Pilates, you can actually stretch the muscles in your spine and grow up to 1 inch.
That's it.
So
that's all you're getting is 1 inch. No more, no less. Hey.
Well, that could be a lot depending upon where the growth is,
Yeah. Well, I've looked over this whole, 30 minutes almost with you about we can get pregnant at your place. We can all kinds of sexes, you said, come here. So that's great. I don't know why people wouldn't want to come to Blue Garage. It's just a haven for fitness and fun. And I can't believe we are almost out of time. And before I say goodbye, I want to let our listeners know where they can contact you, Denise, so they can make an appointment for their own personalized session with you at Blue Garage. So you can reach Denise by calling 310-552-9009. Again, 310-552-9009, or you can visit the Blue Garage Pilates website at www.bluegaragepilates.com, or go to blogspot.com/Blue Garage Pilates. Once again, blogspot.com/Blue Garage Pilates. That's a kind of a little mouthful.
Yes, yes.
But it is, but it's a beautiful mouthful, and I want to thank you, Denise. This has been so lovely. I'm breathing more now. You've made me see that I can breathe. I'm losing weight. Wait till my husband comes home. He'll say, what's happened? I've been breathing. I'm breathing.
Hey, I also just wanted to quickly say that anybody is welcome to come for a half an hour free demonstration class where they can come work with me for half an hour for free. And I will put them through some of the basic exercises and a little bit more of an in-depth explanation about the work. And it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. That's a wonderful New Year's gift for all our listeners. And I hope people do take advantage of that, because that's a beautiful way to start a beautiful tomorrow, because we need to be feeling comfortable in our shoes. But I do want to thank you, Denise, for being on the show today. It's so much fun. It was fabu. It's always
thank you.
And I wanted to remind our listeners that our shoes are changing. Our format will be changing as of February, so stay tuned. And please join me next time when my guest will be Michelle Cox from Villa Esperanza Services. They are the forefront of creating programs to give the developmentally disabled a chance to learn, work, and play with others. So please listen into that. That'll be a fabulous, fabulous show. So don't forget, February, we're going to a new format, new shoes, new attire. It's all going to be great. And once again, Denise Paziente from Blue Garage Pilates. You can reach her at 310
952-9009. Thank you for joining me and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. See you next time, and I look forward to helping you find comfort in your own shoes.